Good morning, 7:33 a.m. on Wednesday, July the 3rd, 2019. Wednesday. Mike. Happy as a camel on hump day. No, not really. Well, yeah, okay. I'm not unhappy this morning. I'm late this morning. Oh, Jesus. What a difference an hour makes. I slept in. To be more accurate, the cat got me up early at 4 o'clock. And so I fed him and curled up on the couch and I slept until 6:30. So, yeah, I was not in a position to go out to walk until just after 7. Get some clothes on. I got my toast in me. I got a little bit of coffee in me. And then I'm out, I'm walking, I'm trying to get it out of the way. That sun is hot. I don't know what's going to be today. It was only in the mid-80s yesterday. It was quite a pleasant day, I'll tell. This the guy with the poodle? Yes, it is. The guy with a big standard poodle. That's a big dog. Morning. He's always got a cup of Starbucks in his hand, so I suspect he takes the walk over to Starbucks. This is a Starbucks around the corner here. Wonder if that's where he goes in the morning. Takes the dog, goes to Starbucks, gets coffee, walks back. So yeah, anyway, I'm late today. It's really hot in the sun. But I'm gonna get this done. I got both walks in yesterday. Both walks today. I got my 45 push-ups yesterday. Three sets of 15. I'm beginning to feel them, doing them, even spread out across the day like that. It's like, okay, muscles get a little workout and then they get a little rest. And they get a little workout, and they get a little rest. And it's a little sore underneath the arms. It's a little sore. It's a little sore across the stomach where I'm having to hold that plank for 40 seconds or so to do those sit-ups, those push-ups. So it's working. Give them a chance to recover, do it again. Give them a chance to recover, do it again. Try to work in some of that. I still have my hand weights. The 1 liter bottle of water. Well, two 1 liter bottles of water. That, you know, it's not a heavy weight, it's 2 pounds. A little bit more, a little bit less. It's probably a kilogram. Comes my friend with a little Scotty dog. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
How's the dog? Oh, he's excited. Get across this intersection. Get out of the sun. That last quarter mile is going to be a beast. It's all right. I can do this. Done it before. I'll do it again. That's just my periodic reminder to get my ass up and get it out here early. Sunrise is at 5:30 or so. Maybe like 5:35 by now. So it won't be very long before sunrise is at 6 o'clock and I can get out here. If I can get out here at 6. If I wake up at 5:30, then it's enough time to get toasted. And coffee in me. Get out here by 6. I definitely prefer that earlier. That nice cool morning. Somebody's doing laundry? Smells like dryer sheets of some kind. Not Febreze, but some sort of... Well, I don't know, maybe it's... Some kind of floral scented... I can't quite place it. But it's definitely a dryer sheet smell. The shorts are getting a workout. I wear them for 40 minutes a day. It's not like it's a big deal. I'm not a shorts guy. I don't. Even under normal circumstances, I don't wear shorts. I don't know if it's, even growing up, I did not wear shorts. At one point, I had a pair of cut-off jeans, and I would wear those around once in a while, but usually only in the house. I wouldn't go out with them. East here, coming up on it here, a couple of minutes. Oh, more like a minute. I got foundation going in. I wonder what that's going to be. It's going to be pretty big. It's a big foundation. Get ready to sit with me. Monk post. Okay. Milestone met. I have to say, I've said it before, I'll say it again, probably say it like 25 more times this month, but that evening walk is I'm not going to say it's the highlight of my day, but it's right up there. It's very very much something I look forward to now. Yes, it's on a treadmill. I get to wash Harry Bosch. I get to sweat. Then I get to go take a shower. That shower feels so good. My therapist says it's probably helping with the ADHD. The physical sensation, which is so different from anything else that I feel over the course of the day, of that shower, which only feels that good when I've had the walk and I got to wash all of the sweat off. She has some other suggestions too that I'm kind of on the fence about, but I can see the wisdom in them. We'll see how it goes. I'm gonna do some research. But I've got to do something to break up the ADHD. I'm being really badly fragmented by the ADHD. Steam is having a sale, just as an example. Steam is having a sale, yes. And it's their spring sale, or winter sale, summer sale, whatever it is. And so you have to do these little things. Play a game. Do something. Do this, do that, leave a review. Earn points. I joined the wrong team, now I'm stuck with it. I put some new games on my wish list. I should probably buy one or two of the cheap ones just to have them in the catalogs in my library so that I've got something to play when I'm looking to play something different. Awesome shade. That feels good. But, I've heard really good things about Tropico 6, which is one of those, it's like a resource management game. It's a lot like Banished. Also Civ 6, Civilization 6. That's on sale for like $15. That might be a good one to have. But I went black and played Subnautica yesterday for a while. Good morning. That was the guy who used to have a little dog. But I went back and played Subnautica for the first time in like 2 years. It's changed. Not too surprising, it's been through like 4 or 5 iterations. I'm still not real thrilled with the end game the end game process. The early game is kind of fun. The early game is, you know, swimming around, trying not to get eaten by the fish, try not to drown, try to stay fed. There's a storyline there. But there are these creatures called Reapers. Or at least they used to be called Reapers. I don't know what they're called now. Maybe they're called something different. But it used to be, there's two submarines. There's a big one and a little one. And the Reaper would eat the little one and kill you and the submarine. And you had to start over. And it was tedious. And then the big one, it used to be the Cyclops, the big submarine. You used to have to wouldn't eat the big one. It could grab it and shake it, but wouldn't eat it. Wouldn't break it. Because it's an expensive piece of gear. It takes a lot of resources to build one. And it's slow. It's a handy gear, handy piece of equipment, because you can put a garden in it so you don't have to worry about food. You could take it around to different places where there are minerals that you can mine. It's a handy resource. It's a handy tool. But then you have to go digging around in the dark, underneath. And you can't see anything. And there's stuff that comes out of the dark at you. There's a lot of jump scares. It's like, really? You know, I really don't. I'm really not into that kind of game. As long as we're building, as long as we're developing, as long as we're discovering, that's fine. The jump scare shit just drives me crazy. Pardon my French. It's like Ark survival. You get to a certain point in Ark and then you have to go kill the bosses. And the bosses are... the bosses are expensive. And they're not worth it. Good morning. She smells like violets. And yeah, when you kill the bosses, you get access to the next layer, next level of technology, but why? I don't know. A lot of the end game just never does it for me. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.